Welcome to the Midday for Tuesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and there's a good chance that over the course of time you'd have heard the founders of the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society on the Midday. They are Stephanie Jutt, who also plays the flute, and Jeffrey Sykes, who is the pianist, and so much more. And welcome back to the Midday.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Once again, it's that time when the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society presents a rich variety in a summer season, several concerts, several venues. And so instead of going into all of the details of that, we'll point you first to their website.
www.bachdancinganddynamite.org.
There you go. So you got that in a nutshell. And you've brought some music from, connected to the season this time around.
And yeah, we're featuring Kevin Putz this year. Kevin Putz, well, among other composers, of course, but we commissioned Kevin a number of years ago, along with a couple of other festivals, to write us a new piece of music because we love his writing so much. And lucky for us, we got him just before he won the Pulitzer Prize.
That always helps, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And so, actually, there's quite a variety of things we could draw from just from his work, and he'll be on the show on Friday this week to share some of his music. But we have one to get started with, and it's just got the simplest title it could possibly have.
The Air for Violin and Piano.
And who are the performers?
I'm playing the piano, and it's together with Stephanie Sanambrogio playing violin.
Thank you.
Pianist was Jeffrey Sykes, and the violinist was Stephanie Sanambrogio. And the name of the piece, Air, it's by Kevin Putz, who's one of the composers featured this season in the performances by the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society. How did you discover Kevin Putz?
Well, that piece is the first piece of his that I ever played. We discovered him through Stephanie Sanambrogio and through Timothy Jones, who's a bass baritone who's singing with us this week. Timothy knew Kevin from their time together in Rome, and Kevin wrote a couple of pieces for Timothy, and so Timothy introduced us. You know, it's a very incestuous world, the world of classical music.
Yeah, there's a lot of networks there that connect very quickly, don't they? He has some operas to his credit.
He wrote an opera that for which he won the Pulitzer Prize, and that's Silent Night, which is the story of World War I when the various armies had the Christmas
truce.
Eve.
The Christmas
the Silent
truce.
Night.
The
exactly.
famous World War I truce, yeah.
Yeah. It's a beautiful opera that he wrote.
And, it has been rendered dramatically, at least in one film, quite effectively,
correct.
Too.
Yes.
Now, there is a work called, well, let's put it this way, there is a work with Einstein in the title, but this is another one. And what's the story behind this one?
Einstein on Mercer Street was the first piece that Kevin wrote for voice, you know, which is kind of crazy, but he wrote it for Timothy. And it is based on some of Einstein's writings while he was living on Mercer Street in
New York City.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And it's really a spectacular piece of music with a fairly large ensemble accompanying the voice. And it's really a fantastic piece. It's kind of a mini opera. It's sort of if you could look at it in his oeuvre as a study for an opera. And it's very beautiful.
Okay, so we'll just hear a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Einstein on Mercer Street. Kevin Putz, but from that same collection, and we'll get to him in a second, but that was Debussy, and it kind of serves as a reminder as to how avant-garde Debussy got later.
Absolutely. That's the second movement of the Sonata for Cello and Piano. That's me playing with Tony Ross, who is the cellist who will be with us in our third week. And that was completely unintentional, but
But serendipitous.
Yes.
Okay, and now Mr. Einstein on Mercer Street.
It appears that the universe bends toward itself. A geodesic dome. Two hands, fingertips touching like a person in thought. If I moved faster than light, I could draw the bow back into the music's mouth. Rewind data. It appears that the universe bends toward itself. A geodesic dome, two hands touching like a person in thought. If I moved faster than light, I could draw the bow back into the music's mouth. Rewind data. That monstrous nuclear heartbreak. Never allow that monstrous nuclear heartbreak. Not my invention. Not my invention. Except for the math I pushed so far off the edge of
lovely representation of Einstein.
Isn't it? Isn't it? That's a spectacular piece of music. Einstein on Mercer Street by Kevin Putz. And it's the piece, the first piece he wrote for voice. He wrote it for bass baritone Timothy Jones, who's going to be singing with us this week, singing a brand new piece by Kevin Putz called In at the Eye, which is a work that we commissioned together with several other music festivals. And it's for bass baritone together with flute, violin, cello, and piano, based on poems of Yeats.
Oh, okay.
Very beautiful.
Very lyrical
piece.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. Very lyrical. Quite beautiful.
You know, the titles are getting better these days, you know. They used to be so generic, but now we're getting, you know, in the tradition of Satie or even earlier French composers, some nice titles, such as Ritual Protocol.
And this is another cool piece by Kevin. This is written for marimba and piano, for which there are not a lot of pieces out there.
No.
So it sort of already distinguishes itself by being so unusual. And it's really exciting and fun and vibrant piece of music. This is from our 2008 season. And its percussionist is Dane Richeson. Mm-hmm. And I'm playing piano in this. And we're going to hear a little bit of the first movement
of Ritual Protocol, also by Kevin Putz.
Thank you.
Well, there seem to be all kinds of things you can do with that combination of marimba and piano.
Cool combination, huh?
Yeah, a couple of percussion instruments with similar and yet such different voices.
It must be a nice relief just to be a percussion player for a while. You know, play with a marimba, that must be great. Yeah,
exactly.
That was Ritual Protocol by Kevin Putz. And the marimbist and the pianist again. You were the pianist, Jeffrey?
I was the pianist, and the marimbist is Dane Richeson.
Okay, well, we have another one from your Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society collection. And again, the big summer season starts when? I can ask that.
Starts this Friday night at Stoughton Opera House. It's our only program at Stoughton this year is this Friday at 7:30. We're going to do our first program, and then Saturday night at Overture at 7:30 in the Playhouse. And we'll be at Overture, you know, all during this season at the Playhouse. We're residents of the Overture Center. And then Sunday we have these fantastic doubles at Taliesin. So there's a concert at 2:30, and then the other program is at 6:30. So you could make a day out of it if you're really like a music hog and have a little dinner or a picnic or something in between.
Immersion.
And it's really fun for us to play at Taliesin. Of course, we love the acoustics in that little bitty room are just unbelievable, and the audience is so close. So it's a wonderful place to hear music.
And again, your website, Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society.
No, BachDancingandDynamite.org.
Oh, okay.
We didn't use that word society on there. So it's just Bach Dancing and Dynamite, all one word, .org.
Got it.
Everything's on there.
And I should just mention that the reason that we're playing so much of Kevin Putz's music is that he's visiting us. We've commissioned him to write a piece for our 25th anniversary. This is our 25th season.
Unbelievable.
So, unbelievable. Our silver jubilee. And we are premiering his new piece on Saturday night.
And here is at least a bit of one more with another great title, and Legions Will Rise.
This is another spectacular piece. It's for violin, clarinet, and marimba. Another quite unusual combination. Thank you.
that's not the way it ends, but that's the way we'll end it. And it is called And Legions Will Rise, and it's another work, the fourth we've heard during this half hour, by Kevin Putz, who will be on the midday on Friday. And today we've had the founders, the co-founders of the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, flutist Stephanie Jutt and pianist Jeffrey Sykes, and another rich, varied season ahead in the next few weeks.
We are so looking forward to it.
You always have a good time, don't you?
We do.
Setting those concerts up, too, in terms of rapport with the audience.
Yeah, we plan all year long for this wonderful 3 weeks that I wish it happened 4 times a year.
But
it's a very special 3 weeks.
Hold that thought.
And of course, this is our 25th season, and it would be remiss of us if we did not say one of the reasons we've been around is because of the support from public radio, you know, in playing performances of ours and helping us out with so many things.
And
so
the live shows that we've done in your studio.
Sure, yeah. We'll do that again sometime if you're up
definitely.
For it.
It's always really been a huge help. Thank you, Norm.
Happy to do that.